Eagles are back at the podium. I am your host, Michael Kist, and I'm happy to report training camp is officially here and underway. Day one of practice in the books, and thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation, we have two fresh press conferences for you today. First up is Doug Peterson, head coach, and the word that keeps coming up, not only here at BGN on this feed, which you can follow on Twitter at BGN_radio, but the word also that the reporters are asking, the questions from the media in general, what's being said, the word that keeps coming up is expectations, which seems to be at a high right now for this Eagles team. So Doug talks a lot about that pressure, how to deal with it, so on and so forth. He also gave a key update on rookie running back Miles Sanders, that he is back full go and healthy. Also, some news on the Jalen Mills front. He's going to start camp on the physically unable to perform list, or PUP as you may know it. That means he'll be ineligible to practice with the team until he's activated. He still counts against the 90-man roster limit and can be activated at any point. It's a little surprising considering that Ronald Darby was able to recover from a late season ACL tear and not land on the PUP list, but Jalen, who suffered a foot injury earlier in the year, couldn't avoid the same fate. So that is something to keep an eye on moving forward. After Doug and after the break, you're going to hear from our franchise quarterback, Carson Wentz. Of course, he also fielded questions about the pressure on the team this year, but he had some exciting things to say about DeSean Jackson and their chemistry, so he's already loving their connection, which is great news for everybody. Quick note, make sure that you take a listen to the last BGN Radio special. I speak with Brian Westbrook and Joe Giglio. Also, keep an eye out for a new BGN Radio coming your way early tomorrow with BLG, May He Forever Reign, and John Stolness to recap the day's practice, among other topics. All right, you came here to hear from Doug and Carson, so let's go to the podium.
Yeah, I mean, you never know how the season's going to play out, obviously, because anything can happen. But it's encouraging from the standpoint that we have a few more guys practicing, guys that didn't practice at this time last year out there. And we still got to be cautious with the guys that are, you know, still working through some stuff. So it is good, though, to have a full complement of guys, you know, back out on the field. Yeah, he's a guy that we just want to make sure he's 100%, you know, like we do with all our guys that are hurt. And again, excited where he's at and his growth right now and what he's doing, with the trainers and the doctors and even working out here.
What do you want to see from Miles Sanders during this first week getting back in action?
Well, you know, he missed pretty much the entire spring, and it's unfortunate, but he's healthy. He's ready to go. We just want to mix him in and see see the athleticism, see the talent, see what he kind of recalls from the spring, being around meetings and watching practices and stuff like that. So we just work him in slowly, get him caught up, and then we wait for these games to really see what he can do.
Those rookies, that recall, is that something that's always a little bit of a jump that you got in with that 6 week off period, just then kind of reworking into what they learned?
Yeah, it's kind of restarting. We're not reinventing anything. We're going back over the same stuff we did in OTAs in the spring. And it's just the time off can forget some things during that period. But how well they recall the information obviously puts them ahead of the curve, and they have an opportunity to play a little bit faster.
What's the plan with Wentz? Are you going to manage his snap count throughout the summer?
You know, we're going to continue to monitor it. He's obviously been doing some great things, just like we do with all our players. But with quarterbacks, we've always monitored throws every day, you know, just to kind of keep it down as much as we can. And we don't want to fatigue anybody's arm or anything like that. But we'll continue to monitor him and see how he goes. But really no limitations right now.
Would he be clear for contact if the game was this week?
Yeah.
What about the Darius Bowles? Pretty much the same plan as the last couple of years. Do you think you maybe need to see him do some stuff?
We'll get plenty of work with him in practice, seeing what he can do. And he's another one that fits in that category of veteran player. He knows how to get himself ready. You've seen him practice. You know how he works. No concern with him, but we'll treat it the same as if it was last year or the year before.
In the first meeting yesterday, what was the message you had?
Excuse me?
In the first meeting yesterday, what was the message you had for those guys?
We just got to focus each day. Messages every day, it's a new team. It's a new year. How fast can we gel? How fast can we come together as coaches, as players and coaches, and you know, get better, get 1% better each day. And that was really the message to the team. And you know, let's just come to work and learn and grow and see where we're at.
Doug, what do you say to the players about expectations?
I saw you with one. About expectations for this team, because you hear what's going on and you know how good you are. What do you tell the players? Anything?
I just tell them to focus on the day. You know, let's get better today. Don't worry about the outside noise. Don't listen to the outside noise. I mean, that's for obviously the writers to write about and speculate upon. You know, it's a long time for us before we play a game, and you know, a lot of things can happen between now and then. But we just got to focus on us. And you know, my job is to make sure that we stay grounded, stay humble, and we come to work every day.
Is it going to be different this year? Is it going to be more physical? Are there going to be more contact days? How are you?
No, it's going to be about the same that you've seen in the past. So nothing. I think we got 2 live days this year. You know, in pads, it's pretty much live anyway for the guys up front. But you know, we usually don't tackle to the ground. But I think there's twice during camp that we'll do that, at least before the first game.
It's like you saw a game for practice for day one. It's like you saw day one of the practice in terms of the pace and focus and what's part of the stress.
Yeah, I mean, the guys came out, obviously a lot of energy. They're fresh right now. And you know, it's always a good day just to get out back in shorts, kind of get in rhythm. You know, there weren't a lot of pre-snap penalties, which is good to see. Usually there's quite a few, you know, the first day. But you know, it was good energy out there today.
Doug, Chief Medical Officer was added to the medical staff this all season. What was the thinking behind that, and what kind of value will that person bring to it?
I'm gonna punt those questions to the medical staff. But, I mean, as far as communication, I mean, nothing changes. We're going to continue to communicate openly and with everything we do. And, you know, we're always looking to add talent, whether it's in the personnel side or obviously on the player side. So it's a great value to the team. No, I mean, I still have my go-between guys. I mean, you know, I'll go to Howie, go to Jerome, go to our docs, you know, go to Josh, go to all those guys and get all the information that I can.
Fans seem to think this is Super Bowl or bust year. This team can do it in terms of talent. Where do you fall on that talent meter compared to what you've had in other years?
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously out there. You know, talent can get you so far, but how well we gel as a football team, and that's my concern. That's my goal. Is let's not worry about that. You know, we gotta execute on the field. Nothing's ever handed to us in this business. We have to go take it. We gotta go earn it. And I'm excited for just the rest of today and getting better today and tomorrow. So, yeah, that's just we gotta stay grounded. We gotta stay humble.
Case, you said no limitations. Last year there was a clear pullback during camp. Is that not the case this year? Are you expecting him each day to participate?
Well, yeah, last year was different. Yeah. You know, he wasn't cleared yet, you know, at this time. He was off on the side doing his thing, and you know, he could mix in some 7-on-7s and stuff like that. But yeah, no, we're not going to hold back. You know, we will monitor throws. We do it with Nate. We do it with Cody and Clayton. We're going to monitor all the throws, and just so we're not, you know, overworking any arms, but there shouldn't be any limitations moving forward.
Why do you think these guys can handle the pressure of Super Bowl or bust aspirations? Some teams can't. These guys seem to probably be able to handle that. Why?
Well, I think experience, having gone through it a couple years ago, having gone through the adversity we faced last year, you know, with the amount of injuries that piled up, I think guys learn. They learn through that adversity and through that experience. And I think that's what has really, so far, has made this team, you know, the type of team it is, the leaders on this team, the veteran players on this team. And, you know, I challenge those guys to, you know, to lead, but it's also okay to fail. But if you fail, let's fail going forward. You know, let's fail forward, not backwards, and learn from it and move on. And that's what this team, this training camp is all about.
As a coach, Doug, how does expectations change things for you? You've been on both sides of the coin where you go into a season and maybe Super Bowl or bust isn't legitimate and you've gone into a season where it is. Does it change for you or not?
I try not to let it bother me as well. You know, I don't try not to block it out. I got to go out here and do my job and coach and stay aggressive and push these guys, push them to their limit. But at the same time, listen to the guys, listen to the team, understand the deeper we get into training camp, if I got to pull back, I'll pull back. But, nothing's going to change from my standpoint. I got to maintain my aggressiveness, with the team, not only during games, but also here in practice to push and compete and, make it as hard as possible out here so that games can become, somewhat a little bit easier from the standpoint of that.
At what point do you expect Jalen Mills to practice?
Not going to put a timetable on Jalen. He's working through, obviously, the injury, and he's doing well. So, day to day, and we'll see where he's at.
But he's farther away.
Happy where he's at right now, though.
He's farther away than the other guys who aren't on the PUP. Obviously, he's farther from being able to.
Jalen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that he's farther along.
Farther away.
A little bit. That's why we're going to go slow with him and just make sure he's 100%.
Don't expect any
discipline
from
the
camera from that
offseason
incident.
No, not at all.
Is it a little uncomforting for you as a coach, or at least less comforting to not have an accomplished backup quarterback, at least to the level that you had last year?
Well, we were blessed, to have Nick for 2 years and things he accomplished with the team and the organization. But, again, it's part of what I was saying earlier. I mean, it's a new team. We gotta coach everybody up. And I've always been comfortable with Nate and the guys we have, Clayton and Cody. And, it brings out the best in everybody. And this is a great opportunity for them, to really, and especially for Nate, to take hold of, that backup spot and see his growth and his potential moving forward. So, as a coach, all I can do is give him the opportunity and coach him up and put it in his hands.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's something, when you're before the injury, it's something you take for granted, and it's just come out here and it becomes almost monotonous. It becomes just the work. But when you kind of get the chance to step aside, unfortunately due to the injury, but when you get to see it from that lens, you definitely appreciate it more. So it's exciting to get out here day one and get going right away.
Before you tell them what your mechanics and what you want to do out there today, did everything kind of feel back in place for you, or
yeah.
Are you still
some? Felt great. It's been a long off season, a lot of hard work put in. So coming out here felt really good. It was a lighter practice, shorter practice, kind of ease back into it, but felt really good out there.
Chance to work out some of the receivers one-on-one. I know a couple years ago it was in North Dakota. Were you able to do any trip with the
receivers at all, or is it here? Yeah, we did all get together this summer. Had a great time, a couple days of throwing, a couple days of hanging out, and it was a really good time.
Was it here?
I was in Texas, actually. Yeah. Yeah, somewhere hot. You need to adjust to the heat, so it was good.
What's the dimension that Deshaun Jackson brings to the offense that excites you?
I mean, as everyone knows, the deep ball threat that he is, the way he just takes pressure off really all the other guys, and he'll open up a lot of things underneath, we truly believe. And the thing that I'm excited about most about Deshaun isn't just his deep ball ability, is he just threatens defenders in a different way. And he can do some things underneath. He can do some things with the ball after the catch, and so I'm really excited. I've never, played with somebody quite at that speed, so it's exciting to see him out here, and we've been developing a relationship since the spring, and it's off to a good start.
How is this the most complete offense that you've had here so far with all the different elements?
I mean, it's definitely up there. We got a lot of work to do. We recognize the ability of the roster that's put together right now, but that only goes so far, and we gotta come out here and come together as a team and really build this team and not a bunch of individuals. And I think we have the ability to do something really special with this group, but it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Not just you, but for you and Doug together, how far has that communication come, and how much on the field and kind of the same mindset you guys have when you approach a practice or a game?
It's huge. It's huge. Really, every single season since I've been here, my relationship with Doug has just continually grown. And it's more than just a coach-player relationship. It's really a friendship, and we talk about really anything and everything. And obviously, X's and O's and schemes and everything, plenty. But just the way we're kind of very like-minded, within schemes and with systems like that, but also off the field. It's awesome having a guy like that I can grow with from really day one.
How is this year different for you from
previous years you've come here live?
I mean, obviously last year's different just because I'm out here full speed ahead. But other than that, it's another season. It's the next one. And, you know, every season there's expectations, every season there's pressure, every season, there's all of those things. And so for us, we just try and block all that out and come together as a team. So I don't really, think it's really that much different in that regard. A lot of excitement as there always is. And for me as well, I'm very excited.
It's not more pressure?
You know, like I said, there's always pressure, you know, whether it's this much or this much, it doesn't really change the way at least for me, the way I approach it, every single day. And just block that out and just keep getting better.
Carson, you didn't think about the injury. It's sort of like the benefit of you obviously being able to come in and practice full right away. What about guys like Alshon, who you didn't get to throw to for a while? JP's not coming off that injury. What kind of effect is that going to have on them, especially the offense? Your side of the
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, having a roster as, you know, as talented as it is, but also to be healthy right now is huge. You know, obviously we have some guys still coming off an injury. Primarily on the defensive side of the ball, but just to have everyone out there again, it's exciting to start from day one and just start building this chemistry and not try and do it in 3 weeks or in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and just start banking reps now. It's definitely exciting.
Carson, when you look at the wide receiver with a tight end, even backside of back, is this the best set of pass catches you've had since you've been here?
Is it the best? I mean, they're extremely talented. They're extremely talented. You know, I mean, there's no denying it. You can look at the roster. You can look at the production that they've all had over their careers, whether it's here or elsewhere. So obviously, it's extremely talented, and it's going to be my job to just distribute the ball to them and let them make plays.
Carson, how has the dynamic changed between you and Dave with him getting the promotion that
you spot? So with Nate?
Yeah.
I mean, it really hasn't changed. You know, Nate and I have been super close, and really the whole quarterback room ever since I got here has always been close. It didn't matter who was starting, second, third, fourth. It didn't really matter within that dynamic. So him and I have been, you know, close from the day he got here. We're very like-minded on and off the field. So just continually building that relationship has been awesome.
So you said you could play in a game if it were today. Do you feel ready to take a hit?
I mean, I do feel ready. Obviously, it's day one of training camp, so we got a little time for him. Getting hit. That's why I'm in the red jersey. But I do feel good. I feel strong. And I'm ready to go.
What's your expectation for how your workload will be managed throughout the course of the summer so you're where you want to be
when it starts? I think it'll just be kind of like any other camp. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, especially with Coach being a former player, he understands the rigors. He understands how our bodies, you know, handle workloads and everything. So I don't think it'll be anything kind of out of the ordinary. I think Coach always does a good job of handling the appropriate amount without pushing guys too much. And so I expect the same thing for me as well as really anybody that's out there getting a lot of reps.
Having the contract done benefit you in any way that it just won't be anything that'll be hanging on your shoulders?
You know, I don't ever really think so because for me, that's not why I play. You know, I don't play for that. I don't come, you know, to work every day because of those things. And so, you know, I could see from an outsider's perspective, it's done. It's kind of in the past. And it is nice that it's behind us. But as far as a day-to-day approach, nothing would have ever changed for me.
What's your mindset on perhaps protecting yourself a little bit better this season, maybe not taking unnecessary hits, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same mindset since coming into the league. You know, you're always trying to learn how and when you can, you know, get down, you can slide, throw the ball away, all those things. And that's just part of the game is learning that. And I felt like I've done a good job of that the last few years. And, you know, some of the injuries have been just kind of flukes and just part of the game of football. So I'm always learning. I'm never going to say I got it all figured out. But it's definitely something that you're always going back and watching tape and taking inventory of.
Is there any lingering piece of your injury that you think about day to day when you're out there? Or is everything completely rearview mirror at this point?
It's rearview mirror. And now it's just, you know, be healthy, stay healthy, and just keep continuing to focus on my body before practice, after practice, and just, you know, stay healthy ultimately.
Carson, you guys have so many weapons out here. Do you find guys already lobbying to you to, hey, give me the ball, hey, give me the ball? Do you find that yet, or is it too early for that?
Not yet. And I don't think that'll be an issue because they're all great dudes. You know, I think that's when you have a bunch of, you know, me guys, you get that. But, you know, I don't think we have those guys. I don't think we have those personalities. And I think at the same time, Coach does a great job of designing game plans, practices to really distribute the ball and spread it around. And I think we will have a luxury of doing that with really anybody that's out there.
And when you
you look at just how deep this team is, I mean, everyone talks about that this team is good enough to go to the Super Bowl. You have that roster right here. But this is where you guys are going to put in the work, and you're trying to get better each day. How do you determine whether or not, you know, you guys are like Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, or just get better each day? How do you divide that up?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite easy. You just take it one day at a time. I know it sounds cliche, but first of all, training camp, it's a grind. It's a grind, and you can't be thinking that far in advance because you're going to miss what's right in front of you, and you're never going to get there. You know, you're going to miss opportunity every single day. And so for us, it's just come out one day at a time and get a little bit better, and not just on the field, but coming together as a team, bonding in the locker room, outside of practice and everything. I think that's really what's going to separate us and take us to the next level.
Is your plan to play the preseason, or is it just week one?
I'm ready to go. So I'm ready to go. So obviously coach will determine with – just like he does every season, where the starters are playing in preseason and all that stuff. But I feel good and I'm ready to go.
Carson, you have a Super Bowl ring. You have a big contract now. Personally and professionally, what do you find within you that you still want to prove? Still have to.
Yeah, I mean, every day you're just striving to get better. You know, I've never been, you know, complacent with one win, one championship, one of those, any of that. Obviously for me, there's a bit of the personal side. I wasn't on that field back in the Super Bowl, so there's that element too, but you know, I'll never be the type that's going to settle. I'm always striving for more, always trying to push myself to be the best, and if I didn't have that mentality, I probably wouldn't even be here today.
Carson, to the naked eye, you look lean right now. I know you adjusted your diet, but are you in fact leaner or lighter than you've been in the past?
I am just a little bit. I've leaned out and, you know, lost just a couple pounds, and I feel really good. It's awesome. You know, a guy like that, obviously out on the field, playmaker, super smart, always trustworthy, you know, both returning the ball and in the backfield, third downs, picking up blitzes, kind of everything. But from a personality standpoint, you know, that guy's as awesome as a human being as there is. You know, awesome family guy, but great teammate, great for the locker room, great for some of those younger running backs at the same time. And so when it was coming close and just being able to talk to him and shoot him a text the last few weeks, I was super excited at the opportunity. And when he finally signed, I'm pretty excited to have him for at least one more year.
Take two more questions.
What was your message to your offensive players or even the huddle out there today? What's your message to the guys that is one of the leaders on this team?
Yeah, it's really the same message that the coach has been saying, that, you know, Kelsey broke us down today. Everyone's got the same type of message. Is it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of talent we have on the roster. You know, that's all nice, you know, and I think, you know, Howie's done an amazing job putting together the pieces to this team, but those things don't win. That's not how you win games. Teams win. Good teams to win. And so to be able to come together and just put that all aside and have that attitude that we were talking about to come out every single day to get better, that's really what it's going to take. And that's kind of the overarching theme from really all the leaders.
Why is it that you wanted to get lighter?
I'm not really lighter. I've leaned out. You know, I feel overall healthier, just from nutrition, from workouts, from just the way I approached my off season. And I think it was just something about being healthier as a whole, not just from an injury standpoint, but just living a healthier lifestyle. So that was just kind of a side effect of it. And I'm really not that much lighter, so I feel good. Thank you, guys.